Are you searching for a deeper understanding of yourself and your place in the world? Do you yearn for more balance, more peace, and purpose in your life? Well, look no further than the Intuitive Revolution Podcast, your trusted source for holistic insights and intuitive guidance. I'm your host, Alicia Ferricelli, and I am ready to take you on a journey to inner peace and balanced well-being. Are you longing to discover your truest, most vibrant self, unburdened by old wounds and limiting beliefs? This October, join us for a nurturing energy vortex of Asheville's Blue Ridge Mountains for a transformative inner child healing retreat. Over the course of 3 life-altering nights, you'll journey inward through powerful self-reparenting workshop, daily rituals of yoga, breathwork, meditation, and experiences rooting you in nature's rejuvenating embrace. Let go of the childhood narratives that have kept you playing small. Shed self-sabotaging patterns and unhealthy coping mechanisms, and recode the core stories holding you back from radical self-acceptance and self-love. Our gifted healers will facilitate visualizations and processes to help you finally reparent that younger self, meeting your deepest unmet needs for safety, attunement, and unconditional love. As you rebirth your wholeness, you'll be held in a sacred sisterhood of brave souls doing their own profound soul work. You're going to form bonds transcending the retreat and emerge empowered to brighten the world with your most authentic radiance. If you feel a soul calling to break free from the past and reclaim your limitless magic, join us in Asheville. Profound inner child healing, surrounded by the nature of the ancient mountains, awaits you. Head to our website at www.elevateoasisretreats to secure a space in this intimate circle now. Your brave inner child is ready. Are you? Ann Ackleson is driven by her mission to create a more peaceful world by empowering everyone to find inner peace, personal power, and purpose. As a modern mystic and elite channel for the all that is, Ann gives a voice to the power within, creating transformation through the vibrational frequency of the spoken and written word. Ann guides changemakers to develop unfuckwithable inner peace, increase their personal power, and fulfill their purpose to become and then lead the change they came to see in the world through her own unique transformational conversation mythology, creating transformation at the spiritual, emotional, physical, and mindset levels. She is the author of the recently released best-selling book, Mind Your Own Vibration, Be Unfuckable With. Be Unfuckwithable. Thank you, Ann, for joining us today all the way from Australia. Super excited. We're going to have such an awesome conversation. She has a book that's out. We're going to discuss a little bit about that. Again, thank you for coming on to the Intuitive Revolution podcast.
I'm so excited to be here, Alicia. Thank you so much for the invitation to have a conversation with you, because I know it's going to be a great conversation.
Absolutely. So your journey into becoming a modern mystic and elite channel for the all that is incredibly fascinating. Can you share the moment or experience that initiated your path into channeling and communicating with the all that is? And then explain what the all that is to our listeners who don't know.
Sure. So I could start when I had my spiritual awakening, or I could start about 6 years before that, when I looked around at my life and I just was unhappy. And I whinged about it a bit to as many people as I could, as you do, right? And then somebody said to me, you can actually choose to be happy. At which point I wanted to reach out and slap him across the face, to be honest, because if I could choose to be happy, then why wasn't I? Why didn't I know that? So for some reason, I decided to take a little journey and see if that was actually true. I was actually trying to prove him wrong. And what happened was that I proved him right. So one of the things that all of the books about happiness and all of the teachers and all of the coaches, and I even went to another capital city here in Australia to the happiness conference because the Dalai Lama was going to be there. And I'm like, oh, he'll know all about happiness. Every single one of the people that I spoke to told me just one thing to do. And it was, interestingly enough, common to every one of them, meditate. Mm-hmm. So I started meditating, which then led to a spiritual awakening that I had. So fast forward about 6 more years, and I still wasn't really happy with my life. It still wasn't going the way that I wanted it to. I'd divorced my husband. I'd gotten healthier and thinner, and I'd, you know, done all the things that I thought were the reason I wasn't happy. And I still felt like there was something missing. I felt like I was supposed to be here to do something, and I just couldn't figure out what it was. You know, I started, I became a happiness coach, and then I became a life coach. This is in the early days of the coaching industry. And I still, there was something missing, and I just knew it. And I literally used to lie in bed at night and say, I was raised Catholic. I'm not really into the whole God of the Catholic Church anymore, but I literally used to put a little prayer out every night as I went to bed. Tell me what I'm here to do. I know there's something more that I'm here to do. And then I had the spiritual awakening, or I'd had some noticing of what was happening in my meditation prior to that, but I hadn't yet fully tuned into it. So when I meditated, and after a period of time of meditating, I started to hear a little voice saying to me, "We are all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be."
Wow.
And it kind of sounded like it was inside me, but it also sounded like it was outside of me. And I started getting a sore throat at the same time. And so I had no idea what that all meant at the time. Of course, I do now. But through asking for what my purpose is, I started to realize what this was that was happening to me, that I was connecting into something greater than myself. And so I found a bunch of people who were channels. And I'd never been in the spiritual arena, never, never been interested in it, never had experiences. When I look back, I can see that I had had experiences. I just didn't know that they were experiences. And so I found a couple of channels who were channeling the Abraham energy, and they held space for me while I allowed what needed to happen to start happening. So I was the week between Christmas and New Year. I used to gather all my coaching clients together and take them through a week of ending the year and then starting the next year. And I was on one of those calls, and all of a sudden, something else came out of me. It was a different voice, a different sound, and it quite incredible. So if I had to encapsulate the whole thing, that's it. That was my experience. And when they first spoke through me, I almost fell over with the energy that came through me.
Wow.
I felt sick. I felt like I was going to vomit. I also felt like these tingles of joy all over my body, but actually moving up and down my body. And the channels that were holding space to me said that that was the sense of a sign of recognition, of almost like them feeling the joy of me finally getting it.
That's amazing. That's incredible. It's like gives me chills just hearing the story.
It was extraordinary. And so I actually thought for a long, long time, the minute I started hearing the voice, before I even spoke it, I started to think that I was perhaps going a little bit mad. A little bit worried about it,
As
right?
anyone probably would, especially in, today's society. Anything out of the norm, you're a little weird.
Oh, do you know what? I just love being weird now. And I recognize that I've been weird my whole life and I've hidden it so well, even from myself. And now I just simply, people say, oh, I'm scared to put my woo out there. And I'm like, I'm the wooest of the woo. Don't even worry about it.
Embrace your woo.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that phrase. Embrace it. See who we are. So your book, Mind Your Vibration, Be Unfuckwithable, not unfuckable, but unfuckwithable, touches on powerful themes. What inspired you to write this book, and how do you believe it helps individuals in finding their inner peace and personal power?
Oh gosh, there's such a story. I'm full of stories.
I love stories.
So
Keep going.
I, I had this moment of awakening, and connecting with this thing that was speaking these words into me constantly, which was again, we are all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. And in the moment of that awakening, and in the probably very quickly afterwards, I actually downloaded the teachings of all that is. And then I didn't know at the time that it was the teachings of all that is. All I knew was that all of a sudden I was able to help people. All of a sudden, when I was talking to people in a coaching capacity, It was like I merged with their energy field and I became one with them. And I could feel everything and I could tell them, a memory that they weren't having, but I could see something that happened in their life
Yeah.
and was able to t speak that back to them, which, and tell them why it was the reason that they were having the life that they were having at the moment. I had, for instance, one girl who came to me because she kept having relationship breakups. Everybody kept leaving her all the time, and she was always left feeling like she wasn't lovable.
Yeah.
And when I stepped into her energy field, I actually saw her in a cot in her bedroom crying. And she knew, she was just a toddler, but she knew that her mother was outside the door. And her mother was outside the door because she was doing that thing called controlled crying, right?
Yeah.
And she knew her mother was outside the door. And her mother was not coming to help her. The woman who was supposed to be there to help her and to get her through life was ignoring her crying. And so she made that mean in that moment that she wasn't enough, that she wasn't lovable.
Yeah.
And so she continued throughout her entire life having relationships with people who proved that to her by leaving her.
Yeah.
It was quite profound when I first realized that that was what I was seeing.
Yeah, that's insane. It's almost like, people go back through past life regressions and they can see past lives, but you can actually see current life, things that happen currently in their
Yeah,
life. It's almost
absolutely.
like their inner child was still there. It's still hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Exactly. So what I know is that every single time you have a moment of upset as a human
Yeah.
being, and usually that happens because someone that you think is supposed to treat you a certain way doesn't treat you that way.
Yeah.
And in that moment of upset, you do two things, right? You make it mean something about you, and it's
Right.
usually a negative thing because you feel bad,
Right.
and you pull in the emotion. You don't want to express the emotion, so you hold it in your body. So you've got all the emotions stuck in your emotional body. You've got the thing that you made it believe stuck in your mental body.
I don't know why it's did the balloons, but
It's
it.
because I did that.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Balloons for the viewers. An off-shot
We're
gesture.
celebrating today.
Woo-hoo! We're celebrating every day. So you create a belief around it about yourself, and it's stuck in your mental body. Then you've got the emotions stuck in your emotional body, and those two things together are what I call the attractor within you. They're the thing that's out the magnetizing people to you to treat you a certain way so that you can see what you need to fix or what you need to heal,
Yeah.
particularly at this time.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And then it's almost like we can't go back also and blame like your client. You can't really blame the parents for it. But it's also something she needed to learn throughout her entire life. So maybe it just stuck with her in a very small age for her to
And usually
finally
it
feel
is.
out of it. Yeah.
It's usually before 7 or 8. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's when most of it happens. It can happen literally by a parent looking at you the wrong way when you're a teeny
Yeah.
tiny little thing that relies on them to look
Yeah.
after you. That's a moment of hurt to that child.
Yeah.
And they don't know why, but it's an energetic thing. They feel that something's wrong. And then the parent normally wouldn't tell them the truth of what's wrong. So therefore they make it about themselves, or we make it about ourselves. So
Yeah.
yes, you're quite right. And I also teach a lot about oneness because I step into the field of oneness. So I teach a lot about that. And when we come from that place, there is no one else to blame. I've done all of this to myself, pretending to be someone else, so that I could come to this point in time and expand, which is what the whole purpose of everything is, to expand and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Imagine a place where the whispers of the forest invite you to rediscover the joy and wonder of your inner child. Welcome to the Asheville Inner Child Retreat, a sanctuary nestled in the heart of nature, designed for women just like you who are on a journey to heal, to connect, and to grow. Join us from October 17th to 20th for an experience like no other. Under the glow of the full moon, we will circle together for meditations that heal the soul. We're going to engage in yoga and breath work that free the spirit and embark in forest baths and hikes that rejuvenate the body. Hosted by myself, Alicia Ferricelli, this retreat is more than just an escape. It's an opportunity to meet and bond with like-minded women, creating a community of support and understanding. Together, we'll explore downtown Asheville, indulge in spa excursions, and nurture our inner child, creating memories that last a lifetime. Spaces are limited to ensure an intimate, transformative experience, so visit our website at www.elevateoasisretreats.com to secure your spot and embark on a journey of self-discovery and inner peace. The Asheville Inner Child Retreat, where your healing journey awaits. Join us and let the healing begin. So the concept of traveling to the future and witnessing the world in peace is profound. Can you describe what this experience was like for you and the most impactful visions and messages you received during the journey?
Wow. Yes. It was incredible. Again, not long after I'd been asking that question before going to sleep every night. What's my purpose? What am I here to do? Blah, blah, blah. Even after I'd connected with this, with all that is, and started doing the work that I was doing with healing and channeling guidance and things, I still didn't feel a sense of purpose. So the experience that happened because I was going to bed every night, begging to know what my purpose was. And so one morning I sat down to do my meditation, and as I started to go into the other brainwave that you go into, I don't even know what that is, but you slow your brainwave down. Yeah. I felt myself being like the inside of me being lifted up. So the energy aspect of me being lifted up, and there were two beautiful angels beside me. And I was told that I was going to have a journey with them, travel a little bit with them. And so I then instantly, of course, ended up in this world, and I didn't recognize it. And, I had like a bird's eye view of it. So I wasn't down there in there talking to people or anything like that. People, I don't even know if they were people, but they were us in the future. They were the evolved human being who we're into. Right. So I knew these things without having to have experience with them. But when I came back, what I understood was that I had been taken to the future to see the world in peace. And as part of that, I was kind of advised that the only way to world peace is for each and every human being to find inner peace. And by doing that, of course, there's that ripple effect that many people talk about. So I spent the next 10 years literally just studying the teachings of all that is, so that I could embody the teaching, so that I could become the frequency of inner peace, because that's really who we are now. Whatever our purpose is, if we become the frequency of it, we don't have to teach it. We just have to be out there in the world in our frequency of it. Yeah. And it changes people around you. And so, when I came back and I came back from my meditation, I had this, something was happening in my heart space when I got back from my little journey. And it felt like words were being tattooed into my heart space. I don't mean literally, right? Yeah. Energetically tattooed into my into my heart space. And even as I just speak about it now, I can feel them, and I can feel them beating to my heart. And I found out later that it was my mission statement, which encompassed my soul's mission, my mission as Anne on the planet in this age, and also my personal mission. And it was world peace through inner peace, one person at a time, and it starts with me. So the soul's mission is world peace. My lifetime mission is to help other people find inner peace, so one person at a time, and it starts with me. And that's everybody who has a mission. It starts with you. You've got to become the frequency of that mission, So that you can create change or affect change without having to fight against anything. You just become it and share it out into the world.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about frequencies. Everybody knows what I mean. You can tell when you're vibrating on a low frequency. You may not realize it's a frequency, but when you're in a bad mood, when you're just yesterday was one of my those days. Honestly, I was like, oh, I'm able to quickly get my frequency up, not quickly, but through steps, you know, at least a little
Yes.
bit. What are some suggestions for you for listeners that are for them to be able to come out of the bad mood slash bad frequency or negative frequency? I'll say bad, yeah.
There's so many really, really quick things that you can do just to lift your
Yeah.
frequency really quickly. And then there's also things that you can do for the long term so that you have a new vibrational set point so that you're ratcheting it up and then you get to stay there. You get to stay at the frequency of joy or happiness or whatever it is for you, satisfaction, whatever it is for you. I mean, the quick and easy ones are things like turning the music on and dancing, or finding a funny TV show or a funny YouTube clip to watch, or just anything that lifts your energy up. So anything that'll make you laugh and feel love. So for some people, it's a love movie, you know, R romantic movie. I don't even know what to call them. I'm kind of out of the world. You know what I mean?
I
I
get you,
sit on.
yeah.
Yeah, I sit on a little in a little cottage on the top of a mountain in the country. So I keep very much to myself and I miss a lot of things. If there's an election here tomorrow and I didn't even know.
I feel you. I'm the same way with Paul. I'm just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. So, but just those any of those little things, go and hug somebody, go and hug a tree. You know, go and ground yourself on the earth. Go find a patch of grass somewhere and just stand there and let the energy of it move up your body. Sitting in the sun in the early morning is really beautiful as well, not just for your physical health, but
Yeah.
for keeping your vibration high as well. And the most important thing to do so that you can doing all those things and flatten out your high frequency, so it's your normal, is to heal your trauma or heal your hurts.
Yes.
Because, you know, I was explaining them before, and it can be just something as little as your mother saying no to you when you're at the shop and you want a chocolate. And we don't realize that we've made up all these stories about all those little moments that we don't even remember. And so the quickest way to raise your frequency is to do the work to release those parts of yourself, those two, I call them the trauma twins, the
Okay.
emotional, the swallowed emotion or the unfelt feelings, and the thing that you made the moment mean about you. Oh, I've done it again.
Keep celebrating.
And the thing that you mean make it mean about you, I call them the trauma twins because they literally sit inside your frequency with magnetizing to you people who will prove to you that you are these things so that you can feel the feeling and let it go. And it really is as easy as that. It's as easy as letting go of the feeling, doing you can let go of the feeling and the belief will start to
Yeah.
disappear as well. And many people come at it from the perspective of change our beliefs. I actually believe that if you change the emotion first, it's easier to change the belief. So for me, what happens, what I've witnessed and experienced is that, you know, some people call these things shadows. And if you can think about a shadow, it's kind of like a darkish color. And
Yeah.
that's how I see them in your body, right?
Yeah.
And what I know is that the more of these trauma twins that you release, that grayness gets removed and gets replaced with the light of your true self, your evolved self, the version of us that we're becoming in this world in peace that I saw in the future. And we're becoming it now. We're starting, you know, we're really seriously starting now. We're becoming homo luminous, I call it.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of changes energetically happening. You can feel it all over the world. Very exciting stuff happening in amongst the darkness, amongst the shadows of ourselves. There's so many wonderful light beings
Yeah,
that are here.
absolutely.
Yeah. And you're one of them. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. And you are as well. I can see that.
So how do you find the teachings of all that is? We kind of talked a little bit about it, but go into a little more detail. And then what ways do they offer guidance towards achieving the world peace?
Well, I mean, it's all about inner peace. So the first thing is to heal all that trauma.
Yeah.
You heal all that trauma, you're not out there trying to find things that you think you're missing for a start, right? Because we all think, oh, there's something out there that I need in order to have this happiness and this good life that I want. But when you've done the inner work, you start to realize that that's all that's necessary is to be someone who has this inner peace, this strength of inner peace that can't be broken by anyone. No matter what's going on in the world outside you, wars and famines and homelessness and all of these things, no matter what's going on out there, if you have this level of what I call unfuckwithable inner peace,
Yeah.
that doesn't affect you. You can stay in that energy. And by staying in that energy, you're creating a field of that, and people around you are in that field. And so this is how I believe this is how we change the world, right? By
Absolutely.
becoming the frequency of, for me, it's peace. For other people, it's love. For some people, it's joy. Whatever it is, become the frequency of that. Just breathe that in, become it, and then just go out into the world with that. No matter what you're doing, you don't have to have a purpose that you call a job. You could just have a normal job. It's not about that at all. It's about your energy when you're doing the thing.
Yeah, it's taking one plus one plus one plus one most one to make a million on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, I tell people really be cautious of who you're surrounded by with your energy because you could quickly be brought down very quickly if you're not protecting yourself.
Well,
That.
I appreciate that
Yeah.
you know that, but I also know, and I also know
Yeah.
that if you believe that, then that's exactly what you're going to get. Because one of the very first things that all that is said to me, it was like the most profound moment of my life. They said, "Whatever you believe is true."
Yeah.
If we really actually stepped into that, would we want to believe that we need to protect ourselves? Would we want to believe that there's someone out there trying to hurt us? And I've always come from that place.
Yeah.
I've always taken any spiritual trainings only from all that is. So I often come across people very in the very early days, because I didn't have a spiritual background. And I would come across people who would say to me, "Oh, you need to shut your chakra down, your crown down, and you need to this and you need to that." And of course, I kind of, oh, I thought I was doing it all wrong. But yes, if you believe that, then that's the experience you're going to have. And I know that that's a thing that many people, it's very hard to step into that, but it will change your life. But it has to be a true changing of your belief, not just
Yeah.
a trying to change your belief, because you've still got the belief,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It can only be true when it's what you know to be true. So.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your transformational conversation mythology is intriguing. Can you explain how it works and the kind of transformations it facilitates at the spiritual, emotional, physical, and mindset levels?
Oh, absolutely. So obviously I do channeling, right? When I'm channeling, the transformation happens when I channel for someone. As I said, I become one with them, or if it's a group, I become one with the group. And when the words are spoken, transformation happens through the vibrational frequency of those words. So that's one part of it. So that's what I call the spiritual level. And then the mental and the emotional is the work that I do with the trauma twins. There's two parts to that. One is about dealing with the emotion. So I go into the body and I feel the emotion, then I have the person, put their focus on it. And then we release it with breath. I make weird breath noises and things. I don't know. It just happens. And then the mental part is for me the most interesting because I have always been someone who's been interested and fascinated by psychology. I did train a year of becoming one, but I never did. And so I'm fascinated with it. And also, when I was researching happiness, I started to come across all of the stuff about brain neuroplasticity. So the whole mental and the beliefs and all of that stuff really fascinates me. And there's two aspects that I do with that. One's very much grounded in reality, where I take a person through a process and I expand the memory and then collapse the memory and it disappears. And so within seconds, someone who is, would start the conversation by saying that they had some trauma and then in tears at the moment of remembering it, within seconds, I say, "How does it now feel?" And they're like, "Nothing." You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's gone.
And that's perfect. That's exactly what you
Yeah.
need. So it takes the energy out of it, which is what we want to do because it's the energy that it's using to attract to you people to prove to you that what you believe is true.
Yeah.
So there's that level. And then I also do a when I'm channeling and doing healing work, specifically healing work, my arm get and hand get used. This one stays really still like this, and this one moves around a person's
Interesting.
body and in the energy field and does all sorts of things. We do heart openings, we do removing masks from past lives. I often see past lives and things. Yeah, just and also the physical stuff as well happens at that same time. So, but I believe that when you heal your emotions and your beliefs, the next level down that gets healed is your physical, because it doesn't start in the physical, it starts in the non-physical levels and then moves into the physical. Just like us, right? We are the physical manifestation of the non-physical.
Yeah.
And so I never answered your question about who is all that is. So let me tell you that. So when I first started doing it right, so this was like 15 years ago. Abraham was just starting to become popular. I'd seen them a few years before that, but they were just starting. I think it was actually before the movie came out, The Secret, and they were in that originally. They weren't in the second edition of it.
Right.
But so they were just kind of, it was becoming a thing around that time. And so, because I didn't know what I was doing, so everyone who tried to help me had their own beliefs and their own things around it. And of course, people used to constantly say, "Yeah, but who is it?" Because, you know, we know that there's an Archangel Michael that you can channel, and there's an Abraham that's being channeled by people, and there's a Seth, and there's a this, and there's a that.
Right.
And they used to say to me, "Yeah, but who is it?" I'd say, "Well, they said we are all that is. That's what I'm calling them." "Yeah, but you have to have a name. They must have a name. What's the name? What name do you?" And so I fell into that for a little while. And then as I grew more confident in my own self and in my
Yeah.
work and in the relationship, I just went, "You know what? I'm not going to pretend anymore to fit in. I'm
Yeah.
just going, it's we are all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be." And then they taught me something on the end of that. "And so are you," meaning all of us. We are the physical manifestation of all that is, and all that is leaves nothing out. Right? So all of those things that everyone was trying to tell me I was are included in that. So.
It's almost like all that is who you want it to be. What do you want it to be?
And that's a beautiful point because when I do client sessions, any number of things happen. Like it will always be all that is speaking through me, but I will experience someone's grandmother who passed over. I will experience the energy of someone's child who they're worried about that's still living. I will experience people's star families coming in. I've had quite a few experiences with Jesus. and archangels around my healing table. I was telling someone the other day, I was hearing a song in my head. I had my eyes closed and I was working on a client, and I heard "All You Need Is Love." And I started doing that in time to it. And then I opened my eyes and I literally could see Jesus and all these archangels also doing this. It was so funny, but I'll never forget it. It was just so, I just burst out laughing.
I do healing work as well, and it's really cool when they come in and you're just like, especially when you haven't really called them in. I'll call them in on certain portions, you know, specific ones that I know that I've like got my back, you know, on healing stuff. But it's really cool when they just pop up and you're like, oh, hi. Thanks for
Yes,
being here.
I don't, because I don't kind of, I've never studied any spiritual stuff. I mean, sure, I know about archangels and I know the stuff about religion and things like that. So I've never had any, I don't call anyone in, or I don't, sometimes I don't even know what they are. I just describe to someone, to people in front of me, what's happening. To the extent that I had a client who had such a strong belief in a particular alien race that I don't believe in, that one of them showed up beside me in a session. And I still don't believe in them because that was her belief that was projecting that into the room, right? So it's always whatever you believe to be true is true.
That could be the theme of this entire message that you have today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So many people struggle with unfuckwithable inner peace. With some practical steps or practices you recommend to start developing this unshakable sense of peace?
That's a great question. And you know, there's been a couple of different things that I've practices and processes, because again, I've just received from all that is whatever they want me to do in the moment. But there have been some things along the journey. And when I first started really focusing in on becoming the frequency of inner peace, what I used to do, and I encourage people to do this, but using their own frequency, whatever that is. So if it's joy or if it's love, replacing the word peace with that word, because not everybody is here to be inner peace. Some people are here to be joy, and you know, sometimes they're even named joy, which I always find super interesting. And I've had a number of clients whose frequency is here to be love, and their surname has the word love in it. Just blows my mind. So I used to sit on my internal stairs in my the unit I was living in, the house I was living in, and because it was a fun place to sit, I could see out to the traffic, and I was still in my peace bubble. And I would do a breathing process for just a few minutes every single day. I say 10 minutes, but I don't think I ever did it for 10 minutes. That's what I say to other people: do it for 10 minutes, and then I'm like, I'm pretty sure I only did it for two or three. And it was a particular breathing process where I'd breathe in through my nose and down into my heart space. And then I would breathe out through my mouth. And I'd start on that, breathing out through my mouth, saying, "Let there be peace in the world." And then breathe in through my nose into me and say, "And let it start with me." And I would just do that for, you know, however many breaths until I felt like it. You can actually feel the energy of it, of course. If you're doing it with love or peace, you'll feel your heart open. You'll feel your frequency starting to rise. So I think that's a really, really good way to just start playing with the frequency of whatever the frequency is that you want to play with.
Like you're also speaking into existence, but you're feeling into existence with your energetic and vibe. So you're really getting the whole entire deal, and you're breathing and calming your nervous system down.
Exactly. And also I love the giving it to the world and giving it to me, and knowing that we're all one. And so if I give it to me, I'm giving it to the world. And if I give it to the world, I'm giving it to me. So
You're receiving in and giving out, doing the
yeah.
oneness.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
beautiful.
Exactly.
That's
Really
beautiful.
calming.
So your transformational conversation methodology is intriguing. We've talked a little bit about that. Oh no, we've already did that one. Okay, let me make a note. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, we'll do. I'll edit that out. It happens. No big deal.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. So in your work, you've helped hundreds of clients heal trauma on multiple levels. Can you share another transformational story from your practice that stands out to you?
Oh, so many. So let me drop a very quick business one, because I'm not all about the business. I don't care. I don't care about business. I don't care about money. I don't care about those things. They're just not part of my world, except on a practical level, of course. But I'm never going to be someone who teaches people how to manifest and how to manifest money and things like that. But doing the inner work will do that for you anyway.
Right.
So I don't need to, right? But I had a client who I did sessions with over about a period of 9 months. And during that process, she was actually in a group program that I was doing over 9 months. And she wanted to be a writer, and she's an artist, and she'd created an oracle deck. And we had a session one day, and we talked about the deck and her dream to have a proper publisher for it, and these sorts of things, and also some other work that she was doing and how to make money from it. And we had the session. That weekend, she sent it off to a publisher, really not expecting to get anything, and she got a $10,000 contract for her
Wow.
cards. And then the next weekend, we'd been talking about her artwork, and she had a $14,000 weekend. And I've
Wow.
had another client who, over the many, many years, I've done one-off sessions for this client here or there, and she's a very she's got a feminine energy coaching type business. And she'd often come to me about money because she wasn't, working with as many clients as she wanted to and things like that. And so she joined a program. It was an 8-week program. And she came to the very first call. She asked me one question in the Facebook group, and I responded to her with a little video. She never came back because she got what she needed. And she,
Wow.
from that moment on, her business has just gone through the roof. So that's to kind of fill that space.
Yeah.
More exciting to me is other results that people get. I have a client who, after a session with me, she got off our Zoom session, and her husband said to her, "Oh my God, what have you done? You are shining and you look younger." And so she went and looked in the mirror, and she came back to me and she said, "Oh my God, what happened? I'm younger. I look younger." Because we're carrying all this heaviness. And when we release it, I know when I first started doing this work, I'm pretty sure I reverse aged 10 years. So, and then these last few years have been really bad. So I think I've put it all back in. I've had a very good time over the last few years. So, and then of course I had that experience where the client I was working with had lots of abuse history and things like that, and she believed it was caused by this particular alien race. And so the experience of having that energy show up and release her through me,
Yeah.
and she's I've actually got her testimony on my website. She said to me that she'd been going to healers all around the world for 20 years. She
Wow.
said, she actually came back to me one day and she said, "I don't think you understand what you do." And I said, "I do." And she said, "No, I don't think you do. I've been trying to get this fixed for 20 years." So I said, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know. I just don't tell people."
Yeah.
what I mean? So yeah, just really profound kind of things like that. So, and I never show up with any expectation. I just show up and I empty myself out of Anne and allow whatever comes through to come through because it's the best thing for whoever's in front of me.
Yes, you're truly channeling.
Truly channeling, yes,
Truly
indeed.
channeling, not yeah. And that's such a fine line of, healers of keeping the true channeling, and then you want to add your input into it. But then we have to really, I feel like you surrendered completely into it. You're like to the all that is.
Which is really interesting to me
Yeah.
because I'm a Virgo for a start, right? Got to have control. I'm a control
Yeah.
freak. I mean, I couldn't even like smoke weed because I couldn't let go of control. So I don't know. Obviously, there's some part of my soul that was ready for this, or knew that it was happening, or is grown enough that it knows how to do that, and I just have to get out of the way. But yeah, truly channeling. When I first started, I had a different voice. The voice that came out of me was quite, people used to say you sound like an old Russian lady, and other people used to say you sound like an old Chinese man. But it was definitely another voice, right? But over the years, because I've refined my frequency and raised my frequency, the only people that now know that I'm channeling when I start are the people who've been following me for a long time, because they see the change in me and they can hear, and I say words slightly differently, so they know, but new people don't. Or I think they don't, but people tell me they do, but I just don't. I just think that they can't. They just think they can.
Become almost second nature to you are now.
In fact, I often say to people now, we're never separate. I'm not, it's never, I don't call them in. I don't have to stop and breathe and do anything. It's just their part. We're together.
I feel like that's
We're
our all
even
that's a,
we.
yeah, that's like our ultimate thing in life, in this life, is that's what we're here to do, is to
And that's the
second
evolution that
becoming
we're
second, yeah.
it's the evolution that we're going through. And I'm just blessed that for some reason my soul was of an age where it was ready to do it now, while I was in this body of Anne Alexson, you know?
Yeah, again, that's so beautiful.
I'm so blessed, honestly. Life throws things at me. I lost my son at the beginning of last year, so it was just over a year ago now. And my mother the month before. Both from cancer. Anyway, it's not like I don't go through these things. And in fact, the deaths of both of them were the catalyst for me writing the book, which I'd had in me for 10 years and been telling my mum for years and years, I'm going to write this book. And she was always saying, when are you going to write this book? So while I was caring for her in the last 6 months of her life, I sat down and started writing it. And the week after, everything just went to shit. So I stopped. But then a month after my son died, I just had this compulsion. And I got it out and did it and published it. And Bob's your uncle. It's finally done.
Yeah, maybe the timing was that was just the perfect timing for you.
Of course, of course. How could it not
Yeah.
be, you know?
Yeah. If you published it earlier, it may not have the same results and the same
Exactly.
story.
And it's led to some level of discomfort in my family, who perhaps judge me for the timing of it.
Yeah.
Because, I'm supposed to be a grieving mother and a grieving daughter, and I was doing all those things at the same time. But I'm just, my point being that I'm very much a human being and going through things, and yet I still, and this is why I'm so on about inner peace, this unfuckwithable inner peace, I'm still carrying that frequency throughout that.
That's amazing. That's so amazing to go through the grief and to still have that inner peace. I'm sure it's a day
Yeah.
by day process at times, but yeah, it's
So much.
amazing. Yeah, there's just still showing up and still doing the things that you need
Well,
to do.
I did have to stop for a while. I haven't, I'm not really doing a lot of one-on-one work with clients right now. I'm starting to come back into it. Literally, just like
Yeah.
I did some sessions yesterday and I was like, why have I not been doing this? But yes, it was very hard for me for a time to do it because, well, I was a little bit angry with the universe, wasn't I?
Yeah.
And I'm also, I went through a period of, because I'm a healer, I couldn't heal my son. And I did sessions with him all the time. I had some great experiences with his higher self being
Yeah.
present in the room and these sorts of things. But God damn it, I'm supposed to be able to help him and fix him. So I've had to deal with that. And so there's been all of that to deal with. So I haven't really put myself out over the past year as much as I now realize that I would like to start doing again.
Well, sounds like you still have a smile and sounds like you're healing through the process.
Yeah, it's a process for sure.
So the role of vibrations and energy in personal and global transformation is a key aspect of your work. Can you elaborate on individuals how mind your own vibration to contribute to a peaceful world? We went to into that a little bit, but let's go a little deeper into it.
Yeah, so I'll just preface it with a little story. When I started doing public events with a group of psychics and mediums and tarot readers and things, as a collective, the audience would always want to ask, "All that is a question." And what started to happen was that the answer would always be the same answer at the beginning. And that answer was, people would say, "Well, how do I da 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 da?" And we'd be like, "Mind your own vibration. Because it's got nothing to do with the other person. It's to do with your frequency." So that's where the whole concept of mind your own vibration came from. And it's really about recognizing that everything that's happening to you outside of you that looks like someone else or something else is actually just reflecting and what you think and believe you know to be true about yourself and about everyone and everything else, right? So, therefore, if you mind your own vibration, you recognize that, oh, that person that did that mean thing to me and made me feel sad, ah, that's a gift. For me to see the sadness that's inside me, because that's what needs to be released so that I can rise.
It's really taking responsibility for the way you let allow people to make you feel.
No, it's about taking
Right.
responsibility for the way you feel, because nobody's making you. I'm
Right.
just
Yeah.
being.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just being pedantic. But yes, absolutely. I'm all about taking 100% responsibility for everything. If I'm in the traffic and someone beeps at me and I'm getting angry at them or whatever, I'm immediately like, okay, what did I think about myself in that moment? What did I feel? Well, I felt embarrassed because there was someone who thinks that I'm an idiot driver, and it made me feel ashamed or whatever. And I go deeper into what the real feeling is, because there's only actually three feelings. At the bottom of all of the things, there's only sadness, fear, or anger. And so I just clean that up, right? And it's always about me. It's never about anyone else. No matter what happens, it is always about me. That's hard. It's certainly hard for me to take right at the moment, because I am having some troubles in my family about and my relationships with my sisters and my daughter-in-law, who was married to my son. That's really hard for me, because I teach this and I've got to live this, and I'm like, I would like to blame everyone else, but I know it's all about me. And so what is it in me that I need to look at? Why am I choosing to have experiences that make me feel sad? Because I've got sadness in me that needs to be expressed. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and it is, and I'm literally living it right now. So, but I also believe in being kind to yourself and being forgiving of yourself. If you do have a moment where you just need to express that anger, it's okay not to be perfect, which is hard for a Virgo like me. Right?
Perfect is overrated, I've decided.
I
That's
so
my
agree with
belief.
you. No. I agree. It's not just overrated. It shouldn't be a thing.
There is no such thing as perfection. It doesn't
Well, I
exist.
like to say that, oftentimes, one of the quotes from all that is in the book is that you were born perfect and you haven't changed yet. Right? So I believe in perfection in that way, that we are perfect. All of our flaws, everything, we're perfect. There's nothing going wrong here.
Yeah.
So,
I love that. Love that quote. So, wrapping up, for listeners who feel called to become the change they wish to see, but aren't sure where to start, what advice would you give them to embark on this path of inner peace, empowerment, and purpose? And I'd like to end this with like a go-to that they could go do immediately today.
Again, I think the most important thing to do is to do the inner work, whatever that means for you. There's Reiki, there's all manner of healing ways to heal that trauma, inner child work, and da da da. What, yeah, so many ways. If you start there and just start to allow yourself to feel the things that you've never allowed yourself to feel. And particularly for women, I was terrified that if I started crying, I'd never get up and get on with life again. I actually was so full of sadness from the life that I'd lived. Not that there was things that I needed to be sad about, but there were moments of it that had all accumulated, and I'd been through a marriage and a divorce and a this and a that. And what I have found with women is that so many of us, and I'm sure men have this as well, but I just seem to work with a lot more women. There's so much sadness in us from our upbringing, from our life, from the way we've been treated as a, half the population. There's so much sadness in us, and we're terrified that if we do stop and feel it, that we won't be able to do anything else. We'll turn into a puddle on the floor. And it really is the thing that you need to do. But you will get up and you will go on and you'll be stronger and you'll have healed some of those smaller versions of you. And you'll start to come back to that recognition that there's nothing going wrong here and that you can change the world by changing yourself. And as you change yourself, everyone around you changes magically, right? It's an incredible thing. You don't need to say, I want that person to change. You say, I'm going to change, and they won't need to treat me in that way ever again because my frequency will not allow it. And when they're in my frequency, they will be risen to my frequency or they'll get out of the way.
Yes, and that's so empowering. That's the most empower. That's empowerment right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. All this was amazing. Every listeners go purchase her book. The link is going to be in the bio or in the show notes. Her bio in there as well too. But go purchase this book. You're not gonna. It's gonna be amazing. Yeah. Again, thank
No,
you.
thank you. It's been so much fun. Thank you so much. I know I've talked about all sorts of different things, but it's all beautifully put together in the book in a very easy way. And it actually, the first part of the book, which is raise your vibration, actually takes people through that trauma process that I talked about, a part of that process. So doing the work to do that, you can do it for yourself. Much more powerful if someone else can do it for you, of course, but it's not necessary. You can do this for yourself. In fact, you can just simply ask the universe for healing and then allow yourself to be healed because you're the physical manifestation of the universe. And every time you ask for anything, the universe comes rushing to give it to you.
It does.
If
If
only
you
we
allow
knew that.
it.
Ask, just ask and then allow it to happen.
Awesome. Well, that's beautiful. Well, thank you again so much.
Thank you.